Hey, CEO, I have an important question for you today. Are you running your business or is your business running you? If it's time to get your business in order so you can fully step into your role as a confident, in-control CEO, then I want to invite you to this advanced training series that I'm hosting live on May 20th through May 24th. We're calling it the 90-Day CEO Sustainable Success Series. And over these 4 days, we're going to break down our research-backed, client-proven process to help you sustainably scale your business without hustling, without overworking, and without burnout. If you've been winging it in your business, hoping that you'll eventually get caught up and telling everyone in your life that when things calm down, you'll be a real functioning human again, this series is especially for you so that you can reclaim your life as you scale up your business. All you have to do is head over to theceocollective.com/success and sign up. We can't wait to see you there.
So who else struggles to find time to work on the big picture for your business? Raising my hand right now. It is so dang easy to find ourselves just buried in the day-to-day of our businesses that we forget to make time to implement those big ideas that would be a game changer. But how do you find the time? I know that when I started asking myself, what would CEO Rach do? Everything shifted in my business. CEO Rach would purposefully block out Mondays to become her dedicated CEO day, where she focused 100% on strategic planning. CEO Rach would find a quiet Airbnb in a beautiful area to take herself on a quarterly CEO retreat and map out the next 90 days week by week. CEO Rach would pay to be in a room of other brilliant women who challenged her to think bigger and make a bigger impact. What about CEO you? Are you making time to turn your vision into a reality? Well, if you are ready to learn how to step into the role of CEO you, then keep on listening because in this episode, I am bringing in some of my favorite CEOs to talk about the power of making space for CEO you in your business. Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me every week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to show you how to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. Last week, I had the honor of hosting a workshop for The Broad, which is a co-working space that I belong to here in Richmond, Virginia. I absolutely love this co-working space. You've probably heard me mention it, and if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen beautiful snapshots of this amazing space just for women. And I offered to host a workshop because the space is full of women who are running small businesses, of entrepreneurs, of freelancers, women running nonprofits, women running other organizations, and they have a lot of demands on their time. So when I was talking with the team at The Broad about what would be useful and helpful for them, we decided that a workshop on running your week like a CEO would be incredibly valuable. So as I was planning this workshop, I was thinking about how can I get across the importance of making time to work on the big picture of your business. Because we all know this is important. We all know that we need to make time to work on the big picture. But what is the first thing most of us do when we wake up every morning? Most people, when I really have these conversations, the first thing they do is check in on their inbox. They check their voicemails. They check their social media. They are checking in on everyone else's priorities before their own. And I knew that I had to give kind of a wake-up call because if you're going to promote yourself to CEO, to the role of CEO in your business, that means you have to be the one who is making time to work on the big picture of the business. You can always hire out people to work in the business, but you can't hire someone to hold the vision. You can't hire someone to come up with the big strategy and the big picture plan to get you where you want to go. That is your job as the CEO. So we started our day together by doing an exercise to review our week, to review the types of activities that we are spending our time in our business. I handed out Post-its to everyone, and the goal was for each Post-it, you were to write down the task that you spent that hour doing. So if you spent an hour a day in your inbox trying to get to inbox zero, respond to everybody's requests, then you had 5 Post-its that said inbox. If you were spending 2 hours a day with clients, then you had 2 Post-its for every single day that said client work. If you were spending hours every single day updating and posting on social media, then you had a Post-it for each hour spent that said social media. And everybody ended up with stacks of Post-its with different tasks on them, each Post-it representing an hour of their week. And then I decided we were going to categorize these Post-its as a group, as a collective, into 4 key categories. Now, if you've heard me talk about this concept of a scorecard, then you know these categories coming up. But it was such a game changer for these women. The first category that they stuck all their Post-its in was admin, operations, and customer service. This is where dealing with the inbox, or returning voicemails, or handling billing challenges, or tweaking the website, all of those little tasks all went in that category, and it was full of Post-it notes. It by far had the most Post-its on it of any other category we came up with. The next category was a little bit higher level. This is category included things like your ongoing marketing. So your newsletter, your blog, working with your clients, following up with your clients. This is kind of the next level tasks that go into continuing to bring on those clients, onboard those clients, take care of those clients, etc. And there were quite a few things here, especially because a lot of the women I was talking to, they're content creators. Content is a big part of how they generate business. So they had a lot of tasks in that particular category. The next category started to see fewer and fewer Post-it notes as we went on. But the next category was all about strategic planning, starting to create sales presentations, having sales conversations, doing higher level work. This category had very few Post-its in it. And by the time we got to the final category, which was all about outreach, all about marketing to people who don't know who you are, all about getting publicity, being featured as a guest teacher or an interview or posting on another blog, being a guest writer, a guest contributor, being featured on the news, getting big awareness and visibility for your business, or marketing your business or doing sales for your business that was more than the one-to-one relationships we're used to building and more about getting in front of lots of people at a time. That category had even fewer Post-its. I'm going to share in the show notes the pictures that we took of the event because you can see that the first category, admin, ops, customer service, was full of Post-it notes, but the final category had very, very few. It was a sharp decline in how much time and energy people were spending on strategic planning, on doing more outreach marketing, on getting more visibility for their business, on making bigger sales. And this is why today's topic, today's episode is so important, because I know how challenging it is to find that time to work on your business. And that's why I am constantly talking about making time in my calendar each and every week for my CEO date. My Mondays have a standing appointment with myself to do the strategic planning for my business, to think about the big picture, to think about where we're going, what new business do I need to develop, what new sales do I need to go after, what marketing do I need to do in order to achieve our big picture goals. And that has been a game changer, just having that CEO date. And I've loved that since I've been sharing this concept of a CEO date, I see more and more people post their Monday morning CEO dates. They tag me on their CEO dates. They're letting me know that this has been a major part of changing their business. Well, today I want to talk about the next level on top of your CEO date, and that's a CEO retreat. So often, a CEO date is just really about checking in with your plan, but it's not enough time to truly create the big picture strategy. It's enough time to dig into a small portion of it. And it's enough time to stay accountable to it and course correct along the way. But often what we really need is to get out of our business for a day or two to really think about the big picture. I've been taking myself on CEO retreats as long as I've been running my business. In fact, prior to starting this business, one of the things I did as a consultant was take C-suite executives and their top tier of management on offsites. So we would spend 2 or 3 days together planning their next 5 or 10 years. And as a team, thinking through all of the different areas of their business, all of their different business objectives, everything that they wanted to create or accomplish, and walking away with a clear strategic plan for their next 5 or 10 years of growth in their business. So this is my background, hosting these big strategic planning offsite retreats. And I knew the power that these could have for bigger businesses, but it's even more powerful for small businesses like ours, micro businesses, solopreneur-based businesses, or businesses that are running with a lean team. And that's why I want to share some of the top insights for why you need to make time for a CEO retreat. Now, you can join us, of course, shameless plug here, I host a quarterly CEO retreat, and I would love to have you join us for this one-day strategic planning event. It is one of my favorite things to host, and so often I hear from women who attend who say, I knew that I needed to say yes to this because otherwise I wouldn't make the time to do it myself. But I wanted to not only just tell you why you need to make time in your calendar for a CEO retreat, but share some insights from women who have made a point to show up for the CEO retreat themselves. Whether you attend my CEO retreat and come to Richmond, Virginia, or join me virtually, or you just decide to make time and create a CEO retreat for yourself, book yourself in an Airbnb for a couple of nights, get together with some business BFFs and plan your next 90 days or your next 6 months or your next year. However you decide to host your own CEO retreat, I am a fan of because I know it will change the game for your business. But today, I'm letting the CEOs share their biggest takeaways and their biggest insights around why a CEO retreat was a game changer for their business. So first up, I want to introduce you to Tara Newman, a leadership coach who is dedicated to helping more women become high performers and leaders in their fields. And she had a lot to say about why she said yes to showing up for a CEO retreat for herself.
Hey there. I wanted to jump in here and share with you my experience at Rachel's CEO retreat. My name is Tara Newman, and I am the CEO and founder of the Bold Leadership Revolution, a global leadership development and coaching company. Now, the main reason why I said yes to the CEO retreat was Rachel herself. I wanted to be in the room with Rachel. I wanted to have Rachel's eyes on my business. I wanted to go through Rachel's process of planning. The second reason why I said yes to the CEO retreat was because I wanted the accountability of blocking out that time on my calendar to work on my business and to have it there, non-negotiable, that I was going to sit down and do my 90-day planning. Also, I wanted to be in the room with other people and give my planning some fun, right? To get my planning a level of support that I hadn't had before. Some of the results that came out of creating this plan with Rachel was, one, at the time I was transitioning to a new team, and it was really helpful to have Rachel's insight and feedback around where I could be delegating and who I could be delegating to. The unexpected thing that came out of the CEO retreat was that I left so motivated and with my actions so clear that it actually took me only 30 days to implement my 90-day plan. So I highly recommend going to Rachel's CEO retreat, getting in the room, putting the time on the calendar, getting accountable to creating this plan, and then going out and having that motivation running high for implementation.
I loved this insight from Tara about making your CEO retreat a time on your calendar and being accountable to yourself for making the space to work on your business. If it's not on your calendar, it honestly does not really exist. It needs to become a regular practice. Personally, I have my quarterly CEO dates already planned for myself, and then I have them planned out for this event that we host, again, coming up in September. And by having these dates on my calendar in advance, I know that I've carved out time to really look at the big picture for my business, to get the nitty-gritty planning done, so that in the rest of my time, every other month and week and day, I just know exactly what needs to happen. So put time for your CEO retreat on the calendar. The next insight I want to share with you is from Stacey Harris, the founder of Uncommonly More, a digital marketing agency. And I absolutely loved the insights that she shared about why she said yes to taking herself on a CEO retreat.
Hey, I am the Stacey Harris. I am a social media strategist and also the CEO and lead strategist of a digital marketing agency named Uncommonly More. I attended the CEO retreat because I wanted to sort of step out of my business for a day and work on it instead of just in it. And for me, that is made exponentially easier when I remove myself from this whole situation and spend a day surrounded by really amazing entrepreneurs in a room led by a really amazing entrepreneur. And it allows me to shift my perspective. And so that's really what caused me to be like, yes, please, I will attend. And it was really impactful because in doing that, I was able to reconnect with my preferred schedule, which is something that has gotten lost over the last few years of being in my business and running the day-to-day and the minutia of things. This allowed me to really step out of that and go, oh, hey, this is the thing I'd like to see be differently. Here's how I do it. That was really, really impactful, and I'm glad that I took advantage of that because it shifted how I moved into the following quarter and looked at my schedule and really what I didn't need to own and what my team could own and where my team needed to be expanded if we needed to add people to help remove some of that stuff from my plate. So cannot recommend it enough, cannot recommend Rachel enough. It was a fantastic day, not just because of Rachel. I mean, Rachel is amazing, but also just the other people in the room. There's such incredible power in surrounding yourself with people who are doing the kind of things you want to do in their own unique industries and in their own unique ways and coming together and kind of brainstorming with them and supporting them and being supported by them. So Rachel's amazing. This community is amazing. And I cannot speak highly enough. I highly recommend you attend a CEO retreat. See you soon.
The one thing Stacey just said there that was so powerful, and I really hope you hear this, is her ability to work on the big picture for her business was made exponentially easier by getting out of her business. So often I hear from people who want to just plan from home. They want to stay in their home office, their normal environment. But I know from experience with my clients, I know from experience in corporate that when you get out of your normal environment, that is where the breakthroughs happen. That's why I used to have these offsites where I would bring these C-suite execs and their management teams to new, interesting, unique spaces to get them to think bigger and to get them to think more creatively. It's one of the reasons we've committed to having the CEO retreat at the Quirk Hotel in Richmond, Virginia. If you haven't checked out their website, again, it's linked up in the show notes, but this is the most beautiful hotel. It makes you think bigger. And in fact, I could see the moment that the women walked into the lobby and they could see the beautiful architecture and the beautiful design and all of the light and the airiness, they automatically felt different. They took themselves more seriously because they weren't just sitting at home, you know, doing their normal day-to-day thing. They were showing up for a CEO retreat at this beautiful location full of inspirational art. It is a game changer to get out of your normal environment when you're going to take yourself on a CEO retreat. So yes, we still do a virtual retreat because I know accessibility is a thing, especially for people who maybe can't travel or have really tiny little humans at home. But take yourself out of your normal environment. When I take myself on my own CEO retreat, I have done everything from book a room at an Airbnb or book a place on Airbnb. I've taken myself and my team out to the Broad or a beautiful co-working space that we enjoy. We've rented a beautiful condo out in Malibu. We've done everything to make sure that when we're having our CEO retreat, when we're having our planning sessions, we are out of our normal day-to-day and we are in a location that inspires us to think bigger. The next CEO I want to introduce you to is our current reigning champion of attending every single CEO retreat I've ever hosted, Mindy Totten, the founder of The Bodywork Project. And she also highlights something that Stacy shared. So let's listen into Mindy's tip about taking yourself on a CEO retreat.
Hey there, I am Mindy Totten, creator of The Bodywork Project, and I help massage and bodywork therapists create successful businesses so that they can serve more people and make a great living doing it. And I attended the first CEO retreat with Rachel Cook over a year ago. And the reason that I attended is actually because I received it as a bonus for signing up for Sweet Spot Strategy. So I thought, oh, what the heck, I'll go to this CEO retreat because frankly, I didn't think I needed something like a CEO retreat. I'm a really good planner. I like to do things in advance. I'm really good at follow-up. So the idea of a planning retreat didn't really speak to me that much. But since I got it as a bonus, I said, yeah, I'll go to that and see what it's like. And so I went and I met a lot of really interesting people. And I thought that their retreat was great. And what I ended up noticing, though, is that I set these really audacious big goals for myself. So for the 90 days following the retreat, I wanted to completely rebrand my business. I wanted to do a totally new website. And I also wanted to launch my signature program, the Bodywork Project. Well, after 90 days, all of those things had come to pass. So I realized that it's a CEO retreat, the way that Rachel does it is not just about planning. It's about being in the room with other big-hearted, skillful female entrepreneurs, other women that you can really connect with. And my biggest takeaway was if these other women can do it, if they can make a go of it with their businesses, then maybe I can do it too. So it was a huge awakening for me, and I've been to every CEO retreat since, and I'm looking forward to doing the virtual retreat in June.
Maybe you're like Mindy and you're a pretty good planner. I know if you are attracted to my content and my show, chances are you have a love affair with school supplies and planners and notebooks, but there is something truly magical that happens when you get in a room with other women. If you're planning on your own, you tend to continue doing things the same way you have done them. But if you want to have a breakthrough year in your business, if you want to go after something brand new, then you need to challenge yourself. And honestly, the best way I've ever found to challenge myself is to get out of my comfort zone, to show up and surround myself with other women who are up to incredible things. And they can share their experience with me. They can challenge me and say where they think I might be playing small. So having other women in the room, other entrepreneurs and small business owners who have different experiences, who are coming from different perspectives, who are even coming from different industries, can be so incredibly powerful. And like Mindy said, you get this feeling of, okay, I'm going after something big, but if they did it, I can too. It is such a game changer when you surround yourself with those women. So again, whether you show up at an event like my CEO retreat that I facilitate, or you decide to get together some business BFFs, surrounding yourself for a day or two with other women is a true game changer. Up next, I want to share with you the insights that Shannon Siriano Greenwood shared with us, the founder of RebelCon and Rebel Community. She is a true mover and shaker. And maybe like Shannon, you are somebody who just is full of ideas and excitement and enthusiasm, but you need some extra support to actually follow through with those big ideas. Listen in.
Hi there. My name is Shannon Siriano Greenwood, and I'm the founder of RebelCon and the Rebel Community. I am a Sweet Spot Strategy alum and recently attended Rachel's CEO retreat here in Richmond, Virginia. So I came to the retreat because I have lots of ideas and lots of ways that my business can grow, but I needed to get clearer on what my action steps are right now. So my biggest takeaway from the retreat is, without question, the CEO retreat workbook, because I put my 30, 60, 90 day plans in here and I have literally opened it every single day to make sure I'm still on track and to help me avoid my shiny object syndrome, which is when I have new ideas for new things I want to do. I always come back to this and back to Rachel and how she teaches to make sure I'm on track, focused, and growing in the ways I know I want to be.
Having a clear plan for your CEO retreat is essential. And this is where a lot of people get off track during their CEO retreats. They don't have a structure to their day, to their time that they're going to be thinking through the things in their business. And without a clear agenda, things can quickly get off course, or you can spend time planning and not have some additional kind of guardrails to make sure that you're going to walk away with exactly what you need to start taking action. And that was one of the reasons I spent so much time designing the format for the CEO retreat. I wanted to share with you the process that I've been going through personally, that I've been sharing for almost 15 years now with different teams across the country, to help them make sure that not only are they setting those big audacious goals and coming up with big ideas for their business and their organization, but that they are actually getting laser focused on the immediate action steps, the things that they need to be doing right now. Because without that focus, without those guardrails, you can quickly end up with a plan that you can't stick to. And if you can't stick to your plan, then you wasted a lot of time planning. So that's why I have put all of this structure into the way that we run the CEO retreat. We want to start with that big picture, but ultimately we want to make sure that you walk away knowing exactly what needs to happen over the next 30, 60, 90 days, what needs to happen week by week to help you get along further in your plan and get the momentum that you're looking for. And we make sure that we have guardrails. So we actually have things to help you when you get hit with inspiration and you are really excited about that new idea. It's okay. We stick it in your idea parking lot. You can come back at your next CEO retreat and decide if that idea is worth pursuing, but we're not going to let it take you off course. So if you're like Shannon and you always have a lot of big ideas and a lot of insights and flashes of inspiration, you will love the structure that you get from the CEO retreat, because we are going to make sure that you can really channel that into getting where you want to go. And that brings me to our final CEO of this episode, who shared her insights. Charvette Mitchell is a brand strategist and website designer who shared what she really took away from attending a CEO retreat.
Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. I work with female entrepreneurs to help them build their online platforms so that they generate additional revenue with an amazing online brand. I do that with web design services and personal branding, coaching, and all of that. And I attended the CEO retreat because I followed Rachel for a while, and I am always looking to up-level and go to the next level in my business. And what I took away as really a key takeaway was the intentionality of every task, every day, every week, every month of the things that we have planned for our business, that it is intentional. Like, nobody is like falling into success, that it is all very intentional. And so that was my biggest takeaway from the CEO retreat.
I loved Charvette's takeaway because it truly is about being intentional about what you are saying yes to. Because if you are saying yes to the emails hitting your inbox, or you're saying yes to the DMs hitting your Instagram, you're saying yes to all of the ongoing requests for your time and your energy, what you're really saying no to, the trade-off here, is the activities, the tasks, the things that will move your business forward. So we have to be intentional. And that's why my commitment at the CEO retreat that I run, and if you're hosting your own CEO retreat for yourself, my commitment is that everyone walks away with the next 90 days, the next 12, 13 weeks planned out. So they have their top tasks that need to be accomplished outlined for every single week. This is truly the key to seeing massive momentum, because you know what the priorities are. There's no guessing about what you need to focus on, because you've already done that work in advance. And now you just have to stay accountable to it. And that's why the retreat is so incredibly powerful. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I would love to have you attend the CEO retreat that I facilitate. Again, it's coming up soon. But if you just want to take yourself on a CEO retreat, these insights really give you the foundation you need to make sure that your day or multiple days spent planning are effective and are actually going to get you where you want to go. So just to recap, Tara Newman shared, first tip, put the time on your calendar. If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't really exist, and it becomes too easy to say yes to other things as they come up. So you have to put the time on your calendar and make yourself accountable to working on your business. So either join us for the upcoming retreat or just mark a day and time in your calendar. That is truly the first step to making sure that you are making planning a priority. The second tip from Stacey Harris, she said that for her, removing herself from the day-to-day is essential to being able to work on your business. And I would even go as far as to say, removing yourself from the day-to-day is essential to helping yourself think bigger. Getting out of your normal environment is incredibly powerful. So where could you take yourself that would help you think bigger, that would help you be more inspired? Maybe it is booking yourself into a beautiful hotel for a night or two. Maybe it's finding an Airbnb that's a little quirky and off the beaten track. Whatever it is, find a space that gets you inspired and thinking bigger. The third insight from Mindy Totten was all about being surrounded by other amazing women entrepreneurs. Because when you're surrounded by other women who are out there going after big goals, it can only help you to think bigger and to think, wow, if she can do it, maybe I can too. So you can attend my CEO retreat. We bring together incredible women from all stages of business, or call some of your business BFFs. Organize your own CEO retreat. That can also be incredibly powerful. But if you're not surrounding yourself with other people who are going after big things, it's really hard to push yourself out of your current stage and push yourself into the next stage of growth in your business. I loved the insight that Shannon Siriano Greenwood shared. She loves the CEO retreat workbook, but truly it comes down to having an agenda for how you're going to run your CEO retreat. Just planning is one of those things where everybody comes at it a different way. But if you don't have a structure, if you don't have an approach that you can repeat quarter after quarter after quarter on your own CEO retreats, then it helps to learn some foundational ideas for how to run your retreat for yourself. And that's one reason I love having women attend the CEO retreat. We have a lot of people like Tara and Mindy and Stacy and Shannon and Charvette who have attended. They have all attended more than one retreat, but they've also taken the structure for the retreat, the agenda for the retreat, and now they know how to do it on their own. So it's been incredibly powerful for them to know how they can get themselves on track and how they can create their own plan. And the final insight from Charvette Mitchell, she shared about the intentionality of each day, each week, making sure that you know exactly what you're supposed to be focused on. Without that clarity, it is so hard to stick to your plan. And if you can't stick to your plan, then why bother planning, honestly? You have to make sure that you know exactly what the priorities are for your business and you're crystal clear about what tasks are going to get you to the results and the revenue that you're looking for. That intentionality is truly the key to seeing the momentum that you want to see. It's the key to taking action on, yes, those tasks that are a little hard, especially the ones that we tend to talk about during the CEO retreat, like how we're going to raise our prices, how we're going to pitch ourselves for that next level visibility opportunity, how we're going to set more boundaries in our business. Those can be a little unsettling because they push us out of our comfort zone. But when you are that crystal clear about the right next step for you to take in your business, it is a complete game changer. So I hope you enjoyed this special episode with all of these amazing CEOs sharing their insights from attending the CEO retreat with me. And again, whether you decide to attend the CEO retreat with me, we have one coming up September 20th in Richmond, Virginia at the beautiful Quirk Hotel. We have a virtual day coming up September 27th from the comfort of wherever you plan to attend the retreat. Or you decide to create your own CEO retreat. I hope you take these insights and start making space for thinking about the big picture in your business. Just like the weekly CEO date that I've shared, this is a practice that should become part of your regular schedule as the CEO of your business. And as you learn how to do this, as you learn how to plan, as you learn how to stick to your plan, it gets easier and easier, and the momentum comes faster and faster. So I hope this was helpful for you, and I can't wait to hear your insights about this episode. If you love this episode, please take a moment, take a screenshot, and share it with me over on Instagram. Tag me at rachel.cook and let me know, what are you going to implement so that you can have a successful CEO retreat going into the final stretch for 2019? For the show notes, make sure you head over to rachelcook.com/show. And if you don't want to miss Promote Yourself to CEO or any future episodes, make sure that you subscribe to the show via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk soon.